This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to Joy.
Movies, exactly. And I think we've got Stephen A. Russell on the phone with us today. Welcome to the show, Stephen.
I am indeed, and it's a bonus round. How lucky am I?
How lucky are we, you mean?
Well, it's only because Rowan's in Sydney with Mardi Gras.
Come on, don't take the gloss off it, David.
Yeah, love, we thought, we'll scrape the barrel and put Stephen back on.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Whatever reason, Stephen, we're glad to have you. Glad to have you on.
Yeah, the boy is not at Chill Out or Mardi Gras. Here I am, and I'm very glad to be with you.
That's good.
Now, I thought.
Yep, go on.
Go on.
No. I was going to say, where do you want to start? So off you go.
Well, I thought I'd take advantage of the bonus round and talk about the Melbourne Queer Film Festival that's opening this week.
Yes.
On Thursday. Yeah, I can't wait. And they're opening with the Coburg Drive-In on Thursday night. With a really cute Irish comedy called Dating Amber, which is set in the 90s and sees a teenage boy and a teenage girl who are both, you know, queer, decide to date each other to kind of throw everyone off the tracks. And there's also, going with that, there's a cute Australian short called How to Be Queer by Australian filmmaker Monica Zanetti. And it's basically about a lesbian who comes out at 23, and the premise is that, you know, because she's kind of missed out in that teenage adolescence of young love, she decides to do all of that in 1 year. So they're both really cute. So you can see those at the Coburg Drive-In on Thursday.
Brilliant.
But you know what, boys? Another film that really tickled my fancy from the Queer Film Festival lineup was this beautiful Australian movie called The Greenhouse. And it's from writer-director Thomas Wilson White. Now, this is lush. You know that way, right? You know, Australian films don't always have a huge budget, and yep. Queer Australian films rarely do.
Yeah.
But this is one of those, you know, movies that I don't know what budget they pulled it off on, but it looks beautiful.
Okay.
And the idea behind it, right, it's you know how kind of time loop films with strange manipulations in the timeline have become really popular of late. You know, obviously there was Bill Murray in Groundhog Day is probably the most famous one.
Yeah.
You know, recently we've had films, you know, we've had like Natasha Lyonne in the great Netflix series Russian Doll. There was the really cool Australian sci-fi film called The Infinite Man recently. Well, this kind of has a little bit of that. So basically, we're introduced to the Tweedy Bell family, and they're really cute. Basically, it's two lesbian mums, and they have biological children, and they also have adopted children. So you've got this really cool, young, up-and-coming actors all playing this kind of quirky family that's got, you know, just, they've got their issues, but it's kind of like, because the film looks so beautiful and they all look so cool, you kind of want to be them. And the idea is that one of the lesbian mums has died.
Oh.
And, which is sad, I know, but bear with me. So the oldest daughter, Beth, played by Jane Watt, she's got this really great expressive face. I kept thinking of like Nicole Kidman or Judy Davis. She's kind of, I think she's going to go far. Keep an eye on that one, Jane Watt. Now, she, weirdly, in the kind of misty woods behind their beautiful middle-of-nowhere house, finds a strange greenhouse. And through that greenhouse, it appears to be a portal, a time portal.
Ah, lovely. I like it already.
Yeah, totally. You know, stuff like that hooks me right in, David. And so the idea is that she can go through this greenhouse.
Yeah.
And see moments from the past when her mum was still alive.
Oh, wow. And wow.
Yeah, so it's, you know, and obviously, you know, if you get to do that, you're going to try and change the way things happen. So, you know, it's a really emotional film about what's important in family, about, I guess, how the people we lose are always with us.
Yep.
And look, the cast are brilliant. There's two in particular, Shiv Palekar and Kirstie Marillier. They're both fairly new to the game. Shiv's done a bit of theatre in Sydney, I know. And Kirsty was in an MQFF prize-winning short hookup a year or so ago. Look, they're both ones to watch as well.
Yep.
So I can't recommend this enough. It's The Greenhouse at the Queer Film Festival. It's just beautiful, really small budget, does a lot with it. 4 stars for me.
Wow. So do you reckon it's going to... So we'll just do the festival rounds around the world, or do you think it might even get a release here in Australia, you know, like a commercial release, if it's that nice?
Well, look, I know that it debuted at the Mardi Gras Film Festival.
Yep.
Gone. And I know it's going to the big London one as well, BFI Flare.
Oh, lovely.
So fingers crossed that it'll get, you know, that, you know, it's always hard to tell, David, whether it'll leap from the festival circuit.
Yeah, but the sheer fact that they put themselves on the line and probably asked a lot of favours, you know, if it looks so lush and grandiosa,
really does.
They probably got a lot of people, you know, like professionals doing stuff for free for them or for very little
and
money.
I think that's how most queer films around the world happen, David, to be honest. It's kind of a wing and a prayer and a village behind you, you know?
Yeah,
do you know what? There's another really cute... Do you remember last week we were talking about how The Truffle Hunters was basically a delicious film that you want to eat off the screen?
Everyone's seeing it. I can't believe how many people I know went to see that. And then when you mentioned it last week, I went, of course you're talking about it. Everyone's seeing The Truffle Hunter.
Well, there you go. Look, this isn't really anything like that, but it's also a film that made me very hungry the whole way through. So the closing night of the Melbourne Queer Film Festival, you know, 10 days from Thursday, whenever that is, it's called Breaking Fast. And it's also at the Coburg Drive-In. And it's set in Los Angeles, around Hollywood, around the kind of gay part of Hollywood.
Yeah.
And at its centre is a Muslim man called Mo. Now, people might recognise him from the show Nurse Jackie.
Yep.
A really handsome Lebanese-born man as Suleiman. Now, he basically, when the film opens, he wants to, you know, he's out to his family, he's accepted, that's great. His partner, Hassan, refuses to come out to his family, just can't do it. And not only that, he decides to get married to a woman that has cover. Now, he still wants to be with Mo, but Mo really just will not accept that. Okay?
No.
So they break up and we jump 1 year forward, okay?
Yeah.
And what I really love about this film is that he then kind of begins to fall for this white guy who he meets at a party, who has a ridiculous name, Kal-El. Now, if there are any dorks out there listening today, they'll know that that is the real name of Superman, not Clark Kent, Kal-El.
Oh, I didn't know that. Neil, did you know that?
Yes. Oh,
in other words, Neil's a dork.
I know these things.
Well, look, what makes this even darker is that they kind of geek out and bond over the fact that they love Margot Kidder and Christopher Reeve in the 1978 film.
Yeah.
And what I love is the actor playing the white boy, this is where it gets super dorky and I apologise, but the actor playing the white boy is Michael Cassidy, and he has a tiny blink and you'll miss it cameo as Superman's best friend, Jimmy Olsen, in the recent Batman vs. Superman film. So there's a nice little in-joke in there.
Okay. And basically
what it is, you know, Ramadan is 30 days where, you know, you can eat or, you know, drink during the, you know, from sunrise to sunset, and you're not meant to have any impure thoughts either. So it's kind of this really cute little, you know, they're kind of courting in the most holy of, you know, Muslim... of the Muslim calendar, and they share iftar together every night. They sit down, which is the feast that breaks the fast.
Mm.
And so, like, there's a really cute romance. There's loads of great food to look at. Like, and it's got a lot to say about the intersection of religious belief and queer identity. It's really cute. And yeah, that's the final night of the Melbourne Queer Film Festival, and I'm giving that 3.5 stars. And it's called Breaking Fast.
Right. Sounds
okay.
Good. Yep.
And then there's also, if you want a bit of celebrity, also in the festival, there's a film called Supernova.
I was hoping you were going to mention it. Do you know what? I'm hanging out to see this film because I'm a huge Colin Firth
fan.
Yeah, like have been since he was Mr. Darcy. So.
Well, you know what? You can have Mr. Darcy. I'm all about Stanley Tucci.
Oh, okay. My goodness. There's something for everybody then, isn't there?
He's such a punk. I love him. So basically, Stanley plays, you know, they're a long-term queer couple living in the UK.
Yep.
You know, it's surrounded by family and love, and where the issue is in the film is that Stanley Tucci's character has early onset dementia.
Yeah, yeah.
So really, again, it's about family. It's about letting go but holding on, as you know, Colin tries to keep their life on the straight and narrow, tries to keep them together. As you know, many of us, including myself, I'm sure so many listeners out there have watched loved ones kind of slowly fade away long before they physically leave us.
Yep.
So look, it's a real emotional one. Oh. It's one for the weepies. I'm going to give that 3.5 stars as well. That's Supernova, also at the Melbourne Queer Film Festival. Okay.
Brilliant.
Now, do we have time to mention a couple very quickly queer films at the French Film Festival?
Yep, quickly.
Okay, very quickly. One, Francois Ozon is one of the most famous out gay filmmakers in France. Summer of 85 is a really, you know, it's set in the 80s, two young boys kind of falling in love with each other, but also it's a bit more complicated. There's a girl on the scene as well. It's shot in Super 16. Love it. Really great music, including a Rod Stewart track, which I just freaking loved. It is in the middle of a French.
Well, come on, do you know what? The minute you said it was in the 80s, I thought, I wonder if music plays a part in it. Yeah.
It absolutely does. You know, I don't think you can make an 80s film without a banging soundtrack. Yeah. So that's at the Summer of 85, Alliance Française French Film Festival, 3.5 stars. Also, very quickly, finally, check out Miss. The film Miss is fabulous. It stars an incredible actor, Alexandra Witter, who plays someone called Alex as well. Very androgynous, kind of non-binary, born biologically male, trained as a boxer, but wants to win Miss France. And look, I love this film.
Yeah.
Brilliant actor. He lives in an apartment block that's basically like Tales of the City, where you've got all sorts of characters. You know, it's really queer. It has a lot to say about race, gender, sexuality, feminism. Absolutely loved it. Full of light, peppy. Miss at the French Film Festival, 4 stars.
Right, brilliant. Stephen A. Russell, always a treat speaking to you, and I'm happy because you spoke about Supernova.
Well, there you go. You got what you wanted. I love it, boys. And I'll see you next week.
All right. See you, Stephen.
Thanks so much, Stephen.
Bye.
We've been talking to Stephen A. Russell here on Joint 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.